don't go too far.
Why?
This is gonna take me.
This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer, here is your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Happy Lapeer Days, everybody. What's going on? Adam Hairhawk broadcasting from downtown Lapeer outside the legendary Lyric Mall, not too far from the Solid State Radio studios. It's Sessions. It's live in front of people. That's right. We're taking it outside tonight. I love Sessions. I love playing Michigan-made music. I love Fridays because then I get the chance to bring the bands and artists that make this fantastic music in studio, in this case, outside, talk to them, find out what makes them tick, and play their music, of course. Plethora, they've released another new album. They just keep churning out hit after hit after hit. I know you've heard Captain Crunch. We're going to be hearing that one, and we're going to be playing some other tunes from the album Folk It Up from Plethora. Captain Marigot, the Freedomator, with us today, and he's in full regalia. Come by and say hello. People have already been taking pictures with him. That's exactly what we want. This is Sessions. We're going to be talking to Plethora here in just a little bit, but let's get to the music. Here's Iggy Pop. Here's the Stooges. Want to be your dog. It's on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
Kinda wasted on the thought of you being mine. I know I'll never get you off my mind. But now I need a stronger dose, 'cause I can never get enough of you. Doesn't you keep me down, never.
Above with Jellyfish right there. That was, I think, their first single. They've since been releasing single after single after single. These guys are busy. But your chance to see them live is tonight. They're going to be on the main stage here at Lapeer Days in less than an hour. I'm going to be heading over there eventually after I'm done here. I'm doing my show sessions. Captain America, the Freedomator from Plethora. He's here. There's that eagle scream. He's here. He's in full regalia. Come get it. Bring the kids. Get a picture with them. We're also going to be playing tunes from the new album, Folk It Up. Came out today. Still has those new song smells. It's fantastic. Getting back to the music. Here's the Blind Riots, and they're on Sessions. We'll be right back. The Blind Rides, Deaf, Blind, and Dumb right there on Sessions, their latest. Oh, we're having a great time already. And it's about to get better. We got Captain America, the Freedomator from Plethora. We're going to take a little bit of a commercial break, come back, and it's all Plethora from Captain America, the Freedomator. Back after this.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, Keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
When you have a gambling problem, you have a money problem.
10 gallons of gas, cash, or credit?
Yesterday's lottery ticket won't fill up your tank. Because when you're feeding a gambling problem...
Okay, your grocery total is $98.
It's difficult putting food on the table, paying your bills, and keeping your life together. If you or a loved one is struggling with gambling, get free, confidential help at michigan.gov/problemgambling. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nipissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
When I asked Doug, the founder of Red Line Brewing Company, what he thinks sets him apart, what he prides himself on, without hesitation, he proudly said, we only use Michigan-sourced ingredients from plow to pint, and folks, that says everything about the quality of drinks you have at Red Line Brewing.
Join the Mug Club, and you get a free birthday beer and a ton of other perks.
Red Line Brewing is located at 5470 Lapeer Road in Burton. Again, that's 5470 Lapeer Road, Burton. Stop in and have a cocktail. You will not be disappointed.
These are the sounds of your home. But radon doesn't have a sound. It doesn't have a color or an odor, but it can cause lung cancer, and it might be in your home now. Protect your family from this radioactive gas. Test your home for radon. Testing is affordable and easy, and so is fixing it. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS today, or visit michigan.gov/radon. This message is sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and the MAB.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
The Sessions Concert Series returns to Lapeer, Michigan, coming out to the Hitchin Post on October 7th for three great bands that I play on my show that you need to see live. From Detroit, Cougaran, Cash O'Reilly, and St. Pauli Street, reuniting after a decade apart. It's all taking place October 7th at the Hitchin Post, 1636 Emily City Road in Lapeer. No cover, no tickets, just come on in. It's a Sessions Concert Series. And welcome. I was waiting to have somebody tell me I had chlamydia. Welcome back to the show. This is Sessions. I love Fridays because I get to get a chance to bring in the bands and artists and make this music and interview them. Captain America, the Freedomator. Where is that? Oh, you dropped the ball.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone. Oh, no. From Plethora. They have a new album that dropped today. We're going to be spinning some tunes off of it, getting you enticed to go out there and download it today. Here is the first single off of it. Here's Captain Crunch, and it's on Sessions.
Crunchitize me, Captain!
From the new album, Folk It Up, that's Plethora with Captain Crunch, and I am lucky to have Captain America, the Freedomator, hanging out with me outside for Lapeer Days. Welcome back to Sessions.
Greetings and salutations.
You came in full costume,
And you had more people gathering around you than we've had all night, all day long.
Oh, that's good.
And you're taking pictures and everything else. I mean, it is fantastic. The Captain Crunch music video. How many boxes of Captain Crunch were consumed on that day?
Geez, at least... Well, I wouldn't say much of it was consumed so much as it went onto my floor. Because we turned my garage into a pirate tavern for this shoot, and we took my phone and camera, and we went into Walmart, and we just pretended to steal, like, every box from the shelves.
And security's following us. That's Captain Crunch. Who cares?
Yeah, we took it back to my garage, and we're all in pirate costumes, and each scene, I just, like, had giant bowls of it poured out everywhere. And just told everybody to just go
just
ham
go for it.
And just dive your face into the cereal. And then, like, during my guitar solo, I told them just to throw handfuls of cereal at me. So I would say we probably ate a box worth of the cereal, but about seven boxes ended up on the floor, and a couple we took home. So
I was going to say, because, I mean, if you ate seven boxes of Captain Crunch, I can only imagine the roofs of your mouths would just be bloodied.
Oh, we would be bleeding everywhere. It'd be a dark day, but a tasty one.
Congratulations on the new album, Folk It Up.
Thank you.
Now, your previous album,
Liberate,
was very hard-edged, and you kind of went more of the folk style. Was there a reason behind that?
So we have about 80 original songs at this point, and Liberate took 7 years to make because of producer issues.
Sure.
And so I finished it last year, and then we dropped it in July. This year, last September, August time period, we ended up getting on the Michigan Renaissance Festival as a fill-in band for 5 days. We have about 25 to 30 folk rock style songs.
Oh, okay.
And we debuted Captain Crunch at that, and everyone was asking for the recording, but we didn't have one yet because it was a brand new song.
Right.
And so after last year, they invited us. We were going to be playing the Renaissance Festival this year, the entire run. So we decided a while back, actually, that we were going to start doing themed albums because we have enough songs in certain styles.
Yeah.
That from now on, instead of doing mixed albums, we can just do styles. And we figured with Renaissance Festival coming up this year, it only made sense to do a folk album, a folk rock, folk metal album. And so I busted my butt trying to get it ready, and then we got it, like, printed and sent to us just last week.
Guys, you kept everybody up to date on your social media pages, letting us know what's going on. So you did Liberate, kind of like a patriotic metal album. Before that was Quarantunes.
Yes.
So what is it? Is it too early to look in the future, or what?
We already got a plan.
You already have a plan.
It might not be this year, but it could be the year after. Within 2 years, I would assume another album coming out. We sort of have a new system down. Like I was mentioning, the last producer, the main problem was he just had so many life problems happening that we really couldn't get in and record.
Right.
And then COVID happened. And so I basically started teaching myself how to do everything, but I don't really have the space or the equipment for drums.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So my buddy, his name's Paco Higdon. He's got another comedy band in the Detroit area. He opened up Tuxedo Avenue Recording Studios in 2020.
Okay.
He mixed Quarantunes. And then we had him mix Liberate as well. Josh is his mixing guy, too, as well. So shout out to Josh. Tuxedo Avenue, shout out.
And then, yeah, right.
So basically, what we did this year is back in March, we recorded drums at the studio. We had Carl go in for, I think, it only took us 2 days to track all the songs for drums.
Nice.
And then...
Carl, you mean my cousin who's not here? Is that the guy we're talking about?
Yep, Carl.
Yep.
And So Carl went in and recorded drums. I took all the sessions from Pro Tools back to my house. I recorded everything in my bedroom. We got some cool guests on the album that are crazy. And then, I got it sent off to mixing late May. And then we got the final mixes back...
We're going to talk about the guests here in a little bit. But first, let's get into another tune. I know somebody on the station, Drew Duffany, we host a Irish music show. He would definitely be curious as to the song Leprechaun.
Oh, yes.
What can you tell me about this track?
Oh, man, this one's basically, it's like a Flogging Molly knockoff, if you want to call it that. Because we like to parody or rip off other styles and make it our own. So this one is very Flogging Molly style, and it's about a short man who just loves to fight.
From the new album, Quarantine, how you doing? Folk It Up, it's out today. Here's Leprechaun, it's Plethora on Sessions.
Another stool, watch him knock another man down. Some say his tactics, they might be a little weird, but I know he's got another fist underneath his beard.
Plethora, new album, Folk It Up. That's Leprechaun right there on Sessions. And I was right. I think Drew is really going to dig that one, the guy who does the Blarney Hour. You sent me the tracks, and I didn't really get a chance to like check them out. So I'm hearing this in real time. I got Captain America, the Freedomator, from Plethora hanging out with us, and a big old bee. He's back.
I don't like bees.
With a vengeance.
<little red.
clears
throat>
Oh, God. I think he just made him angrier.
I think I pissed him off. So, okay, besides the appearances over at the Renaissance Festival, you have some other shows coming up.
For the most part, it's just in October. I don't even remember the date off the top of my head because that's like the last thing I'm focused on right now. But we are playing with and as Green Jello at Harpo's in Detroit.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's like the October 15th weekend or something, maybe the 12th. I can't remember quite.
Right.
But that's about the only one we got coming up that's outside of Renfest. But for Renfest, we'll be playing every single weekend from tomorrow, August 19th, all the way to October 1st, including Labor Day and the Festival Friday, which is on the last
weekend.
Wow.
So, I mean, when do you play each day at Renfest?
It's about 4 30-minute sets scattered throughout the day. So like,
oh, wow.
Like 10, 12, 15, like 2, 30, like, and then like 4, 30.
Oh, you're there like all day.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, how many turkey legs do you think you're going to consume?
Depends on how long the line is. If you get one early, you're good.
Now, you guys have done, worked with Green Jello in the past. Green Jelly. I can say
it's technically still pronounced Jello
because of the umlauts.
But it's written as Jelly because of getting sued.
yeah, right. So you've worked with them before.
Yeah, we opened up for them a while back with Dustin James got us.
Yeah,
on a show. I don't know what's
entertaining
going on
the experience
with him these days, but he got us on a Green Jello show, and Bill Manspeaker saw us and thought we were great, asked us to be in the band. I actually played kazoo for them that night and guest vocals because Green Jello has like 900 members.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so, we learned all their songs, and we've played as Green Jello with him, with Bill, for I think 3 or 4 shows. We did the big Hollow Wicked Halloween show in Detroit. That was insane. There was like 4,000 people there, I think.
Oh, wow.
You know, big warehouse. And then we wrote a song, the drinking song, which was on the new Green Jello album that also had members of Weird Al and the Trailer Park Boys and Fishbone.
Yeah, Weird Al band, Jay and Steve and...
I don't even remember which ones specifically.
He's been touring with this. I'm a big Weird Al fan, so yeah. I know he's been touring with the same band for many, many years. One of the best backing bands ever. Speaking of guest stars, you have a couple guests on this new record.
Yes. So the first one, she's a member of a band called Wakefire who plays at the Michigan Renaissance Festival.
Yes.
With us.
Yes, I know Wakefire.
They are amazing. They're like one of the best folk bands you can find in Michigan. They play all over at every like sort of Irish themed festival you can think. We made friends with them last year playing on stage at the Renfest with them. And their whistle player Sarah is featured on 5 of the songs off the album. So she is on the Leprechaun that played. Just a bunch of other ones. The Yalhalla song.
Yalhalla,
for sure.
Yep.
But also on Yalhalla, we have the vocalist of a metal band called Aether Realm. They are like a folk metal band out of North Carolina, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And they have toured with basically all of my favorite type of bands, like the pirate metal band Ailstorm.
Okay.
They've toured with them. The comedy bands like Necrogoblicon that I've opened for, they play with them.
Oh, wow.
So basically, like, they have a song called The Redneck Vikings from Hell. And it's an amazing song. And then we wrote a redneck Viking song called Yalhalla.
Yeah.
And I sent him a message because I, like, hit him up on Facebook. Or I, like, friended him on there a while back. I'd seen him before, and they were amazing.
Yeah.
And I was like, we got a redneck Viking song. We need, like, the OG redneck Viking to be on this album.
Did you expect him to say yes?
I sent him the song, and he was like, this is amazing. What a fun track. Wanted to do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We sent him some money to do it, too, for helping out, of course. And
oh, that's good. You got to take care of your people.
And so he's going to be we actually just filmed a music video for the Leprechaun last week at Redline Brewing.
Oh, no kidding.
Shout out to Redline.
How fun was that?
And so I'm in the middle of editing that. And then the next one we're going to do Yalhalla. And as long as I don't know if he's going on tour soon, but I think he was down to help us shoot some scenes from North Carolina to be in the video.
Oh, wow.
So it's nice having I feel like nobody is going to know who they are when I mention them, but, like, they're famous to me.
Well, you know, I mean, that's
I mean, they're pretty big. I mean, they tour all over America and Europe.
Yeah, that's got to be fun for you, though. I mean, absolutely. So, y'all holla. Let's check it out. From the new album, Folk It Up, it's Plethora. I got Captain America, the Freedomator, hanging out with me. Here's Y'all Holla, and it's on Sessions.
To the southern coast, where redneck vikings crushed into the place that I crave most. Who needs a longboat when you've got a fleet of derby cars? Forget the meat, all that I need are horns of PBR. Actually, she'll take us to a fortress filled with mighty halls. There's waterfall, bloodline pouring out of every wall. There's no real way to find it, no map control around. We'll have to die in battle, of that there is no doubt. Onward we'll quest through the hurricane winds, forward to glory, the fight we it will suffice. It's time to go berserker mode while chugging natty ice. We'll drink and smoke until a law of our voices slur and stammer. We may not have the might of Thor, but still we're getting hammered. Backlash will take us to a fortress filled with mighty halls. There's waterfalls of Miller pouring out of every wall. There's a backyard wrestling every night. I really hope to see it. The place I'm filled with KFC and it smells like Talladega. Onward we'll quest through the hurricane winds. Forward to glory, the fight we can.
Oh!
from the new album Folk It Up from Plethora on Sessions on Solid State Radio. I've got Captain America the Freedomator hanging out with me. So talk to me about Organ of Poseidon.
So we have this ancient organ that we used to have back at the beginning of time when we saved the Earth from evil.
Oh, yes, yes.
And eventually we fought Poseidon in a battle for his organ because we just wanted it really bad and we won. But then we lost it at the Battle of Atlantis, and then we went down and found it just in time for Renfest.
I could spend the rest of the show just talking about the lore that you guys have...
If you want the dumb version of it, it's at Renfest, everything needs to look period correct, and you can't really have an electric keyboard. So I had to disguise it to look like an ancient Renfest-appropriate instrument.
Gotcha. So the next track, Buy Us a Drink, pretty straightforward?
Yeah, it's our most humble song. It's about being up on stage and the bar's really far away, and we're just asking the crowd nicely for free drinks.
Well, I gotta be on board with this one. Here's Buy Us a Drink. It's Plethora on Sessions. We'll be right back. song that works 50% of the time. There's Plethora from the new album, Folk It Up, with Buy Us a Drink. Now, I've got Captain America the Freedomator with us. There we go. All right, we got one more song to talk about. And you start talking to me during the break, and I need you to regale us with this again. Sailor Jerry.
So, like, Sailor Jerry's basically the worst rum on the planet, in my opinion.
It's pretty gross.
And I was thinking, you know, what's the backstory behind Sailor Jerry, the real pirate? He might not even be a real person, but I decided to give him a nice backstory about the worst pirate that ever lived. He's always running his boat ashore. He loses every battle. Every X on the map becomes a trap. Like
Admiral Nelson and Captain Morgan just like kick
his
just, ass.
He just wants to. He looks up to Captain Morgan so hard to become the best pirate, even though I think Captain Morgan was more of a privateer.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, just like he wanted to grow up to be just like the bigger guys, and he just can't do it. So he gets his butt kicked in every fight, and then eventually his crew just kills him for mutiny because, you know. No good story ever ends with everyone staying alive. Bittersweet endings are the best.
Yeah, but, I mean, for what you tell me, a lot of your stories, people just die in your stories.
Oh, yeah, almost every story or character in my songs dies. There's another song that we're not playing tonight here called The Legend of Timmy, He Dies. Oh. Timmy dies for sure.
There's no happy ending.
No one named Timmy was going to have a happy ending.
Apologies to everybody named Timmy. All right, so you got the Renaissance Festival. You're going to be there the entire time.
Oh, yeah. It's at the Guinness Pub.
Okay. Gotcha. Make sure. I haven't been to the Renaissance Festival in many years. I'm going to fix that and come see you guys. Who's all in the band these days?
It's all of our regular members.
Added a keyboardist.
Yeah, we added a keyboardist. That is Sergeant Starscreech. Andrew Costa. And we have our Renfest drummer, Jess.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you very much for hanging out with me.
Indeed. Always.
Back anytime you want, especially if you want to debate cereals on the show. We can definitely do that. It's what we do best around here. Exactly. Captain America, the Freedomator.
He
from Plethora. New album, Folk It Up. Buy it today. Learn it. Know it. There will be a test later. Here they are, Sailor Jerry, and it ends this episode of Sessions. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Jerry, playing tales of for those times he got lost so much gold it did cost. He's the worst pirate I've ever seen.